us how to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your name be sanctified in this place. May your name be sanctified in our hearts, Lord. You are a worthy God. You are a holy God. So God, we ask that you would purify our hearts today. Purify our motives. Forgive our debts. Forgive our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who have sins against us. In knowing you. And not only that, you know us, but you've given us the privilege to know that we are sons and daughters of yours. Thank you, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. If you agree, you say, amen. You may be seated. Let's give God a round of applause. He deserves it. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Lord.
Morning again. There, I feel on. LCC family, welcome. Welcome here, welcome online, and wherever you guys are. What I was saying was, I was thinking about next weekend. My family and I, my kids and I are going to my parents in northern Michigan, right on Lake Superior. But next weekend is also the 4th of July. So I was thinking about freedom, and what does freedom mean? Some of freedom means we can go, and we can go on vacation, we can go visit our family, we can come here, we can watch online, we could go fishing if we wanted to, we could sleep if we wanted to. But you guys in your freedom have chosen to come here, chosen to meet together with brothers and sisters and worship God. In Galatians 5:13 says, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but do not use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love." To serve one another in love. That's what we're called to honor God and serve each other in love. So one thing that we do when we serve is we think about giving of our resources, giving of our time and our energy and our finances. And I hear there's a short video clip to remind us of the importance of giving of our time and resources. So if we can just watch. Amen. God has called us to partner with him through giving of our time, our energy, our resources, and through tithes and our faith-giving pledges. We can make certain things accomplish. We can help feed those around us. We can help spread the gospel. We can help continue the work in the church. I would encourage you also to look at our back and see of our Restoration Network pastors and ministers and missionaries. And not just give of your resources, but also give of your time in prayer and partner with them as they are working to spread the gospel with where they are. So let's just bow our heads and remember this time. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for pursuing us, for calling us to partner with you, to be a part of your work here on earth, to be a part of spreading your love and joy to people around us, to the world around us. Give us a new passion, a new heart, each day, each time we wake up, for other people. It's so easy to be self-centered and dwell upon what we need and what we want to focus on. But each day, renew our hearts, renew our minds for your purpose and your honor and your glory. In your name we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Awesome. Let's see if, oh yeah, this is working. Well, kingdom greetings, everybody. Kingdom greetings back at you. Yeah, if you don't know, I mean, you know, it's, you should know how to answer by now. Kingdom greetings, that's how it is in the kingdom. You know, the Jesus in me, greet the Jesus in you. You know, the Spirit of God in me, bear witness with the Spirit of God in you. So, when I say kingdom greetings, you don't know what to say. You just say, back at you. You know? Yes. Let's pray for Becky. She had, does she wants, should I tell everybody what she has? No. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's all right. Not mad. She had Lyme disease, right? Lyme's disease. And she spent the whole night at the hospital with Janet. So let us pray for her. Father, we thank you for Becky. And once again, Lord, we mention her name before the throne. And we thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her. Allow her to rest and sleep. And be restored. Be restored completely. And we thank you, Father. Lord, I also thank you for Tony, for his back has been restored. You know, that fall. We give you praise, Lord. Lord, we pray for everyone that are traveling. We've got many people that are on the road, either going or coming back, coming back. Lord God, we ask that you would give them travel mercies and allow them to not die before their time, because there are a lot of crazy drivers on the road, but allow us to keep our sanity but allow us today to count on your word, like you said, Jesus, so clear. Let not our hearts be troubled, but put all our trust in you. So that's what we do today. We trust you, God, and use it for needed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah, I really, I thank God for, this opportunity he gave me this morning, that you not, how could I say that? You probably didn't have breakfast this morning. And if you didn't, or you will realize, I got to eat. So what I want to say is, guys, more than ever, you need to read the Bible. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. As a preacher, as a teacher of the Word of God, if I read the Bible to preach you, it's so bad on my part. I shouldn't be reading the Bible because I gotta preach. I gotta read because my life depends on it. So I'm going to challenge you again and again if you're not doing it. Bible. The Word of God. Jesus is the Word. The enemy is the one ever spent time with him. I will not be telling you this. Because the more you spend time, the more Jesus. Jesus is, you never, the more get to him. Not a woman, but just like your wife. If you never know her after 35. We're very simple. Don't one, all right? I'm not just preaching to the choir. So please, read your Bibles. Speak. can go home today, and the only thing you can hear in the back of your head is my voice telling you, read your Bible. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Today I want to talk to you about how to be led by the Holy Spirit. I really like that the chosen. Second season two this week. I love the perspective on Jesus. And I realize once again, nowadays we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to be aware. Something like that, right? Let us become more of your voice, Holy Spirit. Where I'm going, every move, the right direction. How do we come up? They cannot between their soul or the Spirit of God to them. A story about a ranger at Yellowstone National Park. He was leading a group of hikers to go look a fire, you know, just to go fire lookout. You know, the ranger was about the flowers. He was so passionate telling them, you know, because he wanted to focus on his hikers. He wanted to focus on telling them about the flowers, about the, not the bear, because you don't want to see a bear. If you want to see a bear, unless it's a baby bear, run. And then finally, you know what happened? As they grouped nearer to the tower, the ranger was met by a nearly breathless lookout. Look out, look out! The person asked, why haven't you answered your radio? A grizzly bear has been seen stalking the group. But what happened? He had his radio off. Because according to him, he didn't want to hear what the radio was saying. He turned it off. Because he was so focused on the flowers, on the animals. He was focused. You see, that's what happened to a lot of us. You allowing to speak to you on a daily basis. And physically, we all will die. But none of us, children of God, will not die before should fall unless the Lord allows it. See, that's a promise I sit on. We tune our hearts or our ears off to the Holy Spirit or ignore the warning of the Word of God and those just reading the Bible again, he knew the will of the Father. Just stuck with me. It's the scene where, I don't want to spoil it. You go watch it. Yeah, I do the eagerness. Or donate something, all right? But Jesus, I love how he was led by the Spirit. He did nothing just because he had to do anything. And I want to live in a way where is being led. Yes, it is. Every person I come in contact with, I want to for I can in my own world. See, when we are world in our own to see around us. Can't hear. The Word of God tells us every verse on the screen. It says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you to notice in this verse, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Because of what? Not everybody. You can Spirit of God. It is possible. Very possible. For every sons, when I say sons, meaning daughters too, okay? Every child of God to be led by the Spirit of God. But not all children. You know how it is. You parents, we've got kids, right? Some of them, they listen, right? But some, they don't listen. But does that make them not your son? Does that mean they're not your daughters? No. That's what this verse is telling us right here. All for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You as a child of God can expect, this is what I like about this verse. You should expect to be led by the Spirit of God. Now the problem is, sometimes when we pray, the big problem is we can't wait. That's my problem. I shouldn't say you. I have learned to kind of wait. When God speaks, even if I don't understand, I go. Because really, if you're trying to wait till things make sense to you, you will miss God's will for your life. I can sit here, stand here and give you stories. Even my new season, even me being the pastor of this church. I love my church. I love you guys. But this wasn't my plan. It's the Lord's plan. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. I say yes all my heart. That's it. I'm all in. Because what? I realize this is where God brought me. This is the season I'm in. This is what He led me into. So therefore, let's do it, Dad. Let me ask you this. Do you ask God for guidance? Do you ask Him for guidance? And if you do, do you wait for His guidance? Or do we go ahead like Abraham and Sarah? I can't wait anymore. We got to make something happen. How many times you and I, we got to the stage where we can't wait anymore? I mean, in our nature, it's like the human nature, we don't have patience, do we? I'm not condemning anybody. I can't wait. That's why we have McDonald's. I'll tell you a story. It's been 13 days without my wife and my children. It's been painful, but I love it. You know why I say I love it? It's because I hate it. So I speak with a passion. All right, that me and Lorraine, we hate cooking. Maybe some of you. But my buddy here, Dan, he likes cooking. So I have a good friend. All right, next time I'm thinking maybe I'll just move over to Dan's for the time she's not around. But I tell you, the other day I was like, I woke up, I've got eggs, I've got everything. I've got all the veggies. We have a garden. So it's like, I've got everything, guys. But the burden, the kid says, when I see a stove, I see a burden. So in my house, I really wouldn't have a stove if it would be by myself. But that's bad. So I'm thinking, man, it's like, guys, it's like 12:30 going to 1 o'clock. I didn't have breakfast. I drank some water. But I'm beginning to feel the hunger. Man, I look at the stove. I look at the fridge. I'm like, I should probably eat what I have at the house. But man, I got to stand in front of the... Guys, you would be proud of me. I did it. So then I pray. I said, Lord, thank you for all the time my wife has cooked for me. No paper. Actually, no. I talked to Walt yesterday. I did not use paper plates. I use our dishes. But I say that to say, that's why this, our culture, somehow people, they know human nature, we don't have patience. We can't wait. I was so hungry, it was so easy for me to go the cheap way. The cheap way is never the right way. If you value yourself, sometimes it's good. Like yesterday. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot the other story yesterday. Yesterday, same thing. I woke up, I was doing a lot of things. Same story. But today, I don't feel like making anything. Then give me some leftover sushi. But then I'm thinking, I better save that for supper. So, Chesapeake Pizza, that's a good place. I like that. I check online, it says closed. I'm like, oh, man. We all like some pizza once in a while. I'm like, well, what's my best option? Domino's Pizza. Call them. I'm on my way to pick up the pizza because it was on my way back. Well, I saw a bunch of cars at the Chesapeake parking lot. Well, then I'm like, well, they must be open. Then I called them. Of course, they're open. So I ordered me some pizza. I didn't cook yesterday. And I think my wife is on the way back today. All right? So we don't like to wait. Do we wait on him? How many times we find ourselves in trouble because we couldn't wait? You pray for something. The Lord didn't say move. Human nature. Wait. Do we hear it? Of course. As sons and daughters, we got to be led. We wait. Do you have a hunger for a fresh and you gotta wait? Pray that right now. Lord, give us the patience. We need to wait. Father, I pray that for Holy Spirit now. Because the whole one of the fruit is patience. Maybe some of you face dealing with some, you feel like your patience has no patience. That you are a good Father and you minister life to us right now through your word. You give us for when you speak. Jesus. Read in John chapter 10, verse 20. He told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is the word in my Father's name. Because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and they follow me. This is it. For my sheep, my voice. Do you know the voice of Christ? I talk to you guys every week. Every week. Of course I have an accent. English is my third language. But I tell you, it doesn't matter. You guys know my voice now. You might hear somebody else that has an accent. But the moment you talk, you hear my voice, you hear me talking, you might not see me. You're going to know, that's Ricardo. Of course, why? Because I talk to you. I am a voice in your life. It's the same thing. Do you know when Jesus speaks? That's why I said at the beginning, the more we spend time in the Bible, reading the Word. Jesus is the Word. The more we spend time in here, the more you will know His voice. What does He sound like? Oh, I know what He sounds like. How many people are telling us things? Culture. Right? You gotta cultivate your own personal relationship with the Lord. Oh, you need to. My time spending with the Lord can't save you from trouble. You know? And I hate to break it to you. Don't get so comfortable. 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Now thousands of people fled one community, one town. It's like from Chesapeake to Virginia Beach. Thousands of people fled because gangs are running after them. And most of them, they fled with a sandal, with nothing, with no clothes. Those are places I've been to. Get hungry for the Lord. Make sure you're being led by Him. And for that to happen, you got to take time to listen to Him. Love your friendship with the Lord. How do you do that? We talk about it again. You spent time. If you and I don't spend time, we'll just have this kind of relationship. I come, I talk, you listen, you go home. But the moment we start sharing life together, we do home group. That's why we do home group here in this church. Cell group. Encourage everybody. Get plugged in. Let's do life together. That's what the church is about. They were devoted in the apostles' teaching. They were devoted in fellowship with one another, in prayer. That's what it's about. Jesus says, "My sheep knows my voice, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me." I love that. This is the word of Jesus. You see, because they know me, because I know them, no one can steal them. I tell you, no one can steal your peace. No one can steal your relationship. Why? Because this is the word of the Lord. It says, "I got you." Jesus says, what? The world can go crazy, but they will be steadfast. Why? Because I got them. They know when I speak. Even when you watch the news, you watch the news from a kingdom perspective. You watch the news, you're like, yeah, well, these things are going crazy. But yeah, you know what? This is what Jesus said. This is what the Word said. This is, you know what, Lord? It is scary. Because afraid. No, it'd be a lie. Yeah, we're afraid. We're scared. No, you have. Amen? A home group. Peace, we know we have peace. See, in the midst, life is going cruising. Story in a parable. Enough money at the bank, everything. Life is good. And then the Lord, really? Well, I'm going to ask you. You know you will have peace when situations, when you're in the middle of the, you know, well, yeah, we sing. This is the word of the Lord. For my Father has given them to me, and He is more powerful than anyone else. God. Here, I mean, right? The next one. It's in John chapter 10, verse 25. Them from me, from the Father and I. Of God. Actually, Jesus. And I want us to grab. Every son and daughter to be led by the Holy Spirit. Doesn't come and put. The Holy Spirit is a person, gentle at heart. He'll never force himself on you. He's the Spirit of light. Leads you. So everything he speaks has nothing with lies. I told you, no one can snatch them away from me. For my Father has given to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. Snatch them away from me. The Father. Way Jesus leads him is by his Spirit. 14, verse 23 and 26. It says, all who love. Well, how would you do what the Lord say if you don't? Again, you got to know what. 14, did I have that verse? When the Father sent you the advocate, my representative, that is the Holy Spirit. You know how I know? What do they say, right? But you know, I go to like her. But she can be very annoying. All right? Guys, right? All right, guys? Don't make me feel like I'm all by myself here. But I like that movie. I've watched it tons of times with the kids. I like her determination. It's one thing I realized in the movie, she's always out there. She explores the world without going anywhere. It's the same thing. When you read God's word, the Holy Spirit reminds you. He reminds you. I tell you, for years we have fallen away from doing the gospel according to God. Therefore, what do people say? We don't want to go there. Because people are a bunch of hypocrites. We're backstabbing one another. We talk bad about each other. Here in Lansdowne Community Church, we don't do that. If you go and talk to them. Now, if you don't, I'm going to ask you, tell me. Maybe you come tell me so I can help. So we can. So now, so how do I know this is the way? Because I read God's word. Read God's word, I realize I can't come up here and tell you that I'm not. That's being a hypocrite. I can't tell you to respect if I'm not doing that. Oh, there's another verse. The Holy Spirit will speak to you the things which he hears from Jesus and the Father. 16, verse 12 and 13. Tell you. Jack Frost, he's the guy that, I mean, he died a couple years ago, but he's the guy who took you in and raised you as their own. See, Jesus did that. Jesus came and paid the price so you and I could be adopted as sons and daughters of God. And then he said here, guys, there's so much I want to say. But right now, you can't get it. But when I go, I'm going to send you what? I'm going to go. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. That's why I love the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit leads me in truth, into all the truth. I love to being guided by the Holy Spirit. To being led by the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I say the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. Worship team to come up. I don't know where you're at right now when it comes to being led by the Holy Spirit. Open up your hearts and just saying, hey, God, I'm saying yes to your Spirit. I'm saying yes, be, guide me. Guide me by the Spirit. Father, I thank you for your word. And here this morning, we receive it. Not only that, but Lord, we're saying yes. If you're looking for a group of people to lead by your Spirit, here we are. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's worship and give an answer to the Lord's word this morning. stand. That you would open our ear, your voice. And the more, like we said, the more we spend in listening to you, the more we will be secure in your hands. Like your word says, the enemy, the worries of life, the fear of tomorrow will not snatch us from your hands. Father, we ask that you would forgive us for all the times that you've spoken, and we know that you are speaking to us and we disobeyed, and the result hasn't been fun. God, I thank you for that you find in this place a group of people that will continue to give you room and space so you can continue to lead us by your Spirit. More than ever, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. So, Lord, we thank you. Say that. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you that this is the day that you've made. And thank you that you have given us this blessing. People of character. People that knows how to love. How to the kingdom kind of love others.